Welcome and come on into the journaling room. Whether you're a seasoned writer or just staring at a blank page for the first time, the journaling room is here to meet you where you are. Let's discover together how journaling can unlock clarity, healing, and a deeper connection to your story. Let's get started. Hey friends, welcome back to the Journaling Room podcast. I'm Kendall Snyder. Today we're going to talk about journaling for anxiety relief, how writing can calm an anxious mind, help you get perspective, and create space for peace. If your heart feels a little tight, if your thoughts are racing, or if you're just carrying more than your nervous system knows what to do with, you're not alone, and your journal can help. We're going to talk about the how and the why with mixing journaling to help with anxiety, and I'm going to guide you through a gentle, simple journaling exercise that you can come back to anytime that you need to release some of that inner tension. I also just want to speak from the heart for a second about anxiety disorders, chronic anxiety, panic attacks. This was something that I walked through in a season several years ago, and I just want to send so much compassion and love to anyone who's listening to this podcast who is walking through a season or maybe long-term anxiety. I do not wish in any way in this episode to assume that journaling is going to be a magic wand to relieving you of your anxiety, but I just want to share from my own experience of how it has been a way for me to break through some of the thoughts, the looping unhelpful thoughts that were creating anxiety and leading to panic attacks. So much love for anyone that's listening right now who is in this season and just want to share what's worked for me, and definitely would just encourage you to keep seeking wise counsel to resource yourself. Find someone in your church who can help. Find a physician who has your best interest in mind. Get the resource of a therapist or a coach to help you walk through the season. There is an abundance of resources available and you're not alone. So let's start with what's actually going on when we feel anxious. Did you know that anxiety is a lot of time your brain's way of trying to protect you? Your brain is actually scanning for danger constantly. It tries to stay ahead of worst case scenarios, and it even tries to solve things that haven't happened yet. Our brain means well, but y'all, it can get so exhausting. What journaling does is help your brain move from spinning and looping to sorting, from racing thoughts to structured, visible ones, from the thought everything is just too much right now to, okay, this is what's really going on. When you write things down, your thoughts stop bouncing around in the echo chamber of your mind. We can name them, we can see them, and we can take power back. Even the simplest act of writing slows down your breathing, grounds you in the present moment, and helps you process what you're actually feeling instead of reacting to it. So often, anxiety grows in silence and speed. But journaling brings in a stillness and a voice. I love this quote that I found about journaling. The page doesn't judge, rush, or interrupt. It listens. And that alone can ease an anxious heart. I don't know if you've seen this, but when anxiety shows up, it often feels like everything is too loud. Your thoughts, your heartbeat, your worries, the world feels overwhelming, and sometimes so can the well-meaning people in it. Everyone has advice, a fix, a silver lining, but what an anxious heart really longs for is space, a place to lay down what it's carrying without being interrupted, corrected, or rushed. And that's why journaling is such a gift. The page doesn't require you to have it all figured out. The page doesn't get impatient when your thoughts are messy or repeat themselves. Your journaling page simply receives, all your fears, your overwhelm, your questions, your tears. And there's so much relief in that. Sometimes writing is the first time you even hear yourself think clearly. It can be the first breath of calm after a stormy swirl of worry. And this is where scripture meets us in such a comforting way. Psalm 62:8. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. This verse is an invitation. God actually wants us to pour out our hearts, not edit them, not hold back the anxious parts, just pour. He listens better than any journal ever could, right? When we come to him honestly without pretense, he becomes our refuge. That word refuge, it means a shelter, safety, a covering. So it's not just about venting out what's creating the overwhelm or the stress or the anxiety, but it's about placing it into the hands of a God who loves you and can handle it. When you journal with God in mind, it becomes more than just a rhythm or a habit. It becomes communion. Your pen becomes a form of prayer. The thoughts that once felt too big to manage begin to soften in the presence of his peace. You realize you're not alone in your anxiety, and you never were. So when your heart feels anxious, let's go to the page. What if it could be a space that doesn't judge or rush? What if it could be a place where you pour your heart out to God? He is our ever-present refuge, ready to receive it all with grace. So here are a few signs that it might be a good time to try journaling through some anxious thoughts. When you're feeling overwhelmed and you can't pinpoint why. Can anyone relate to that? That one hits home for me. When you keep replaying something that already happened. That's called looping. When you're obsessing over something that hasn't happened yet. When you notice a tense feeling in your body, a tight chest, shallow breathing, a racing heart. When you're stuck in what-if loops and can't find clarity. Or maybe if you just notice that you need a soft place to land and to let some of the weight out. The truth is, journaling, as I said before, is not a magic wand, but it is a gentle tool that can help us to pause, reflect, and create emotional space to breathe again. Now let's walk through a simple guided journaling exercise for releasing worry. If you're able to grab your journal and write along with me, go ahead and do that now. If you're driving or walking or listening on the go, you can just listen and come back later. As always, feel free to pause the podcast and come back to it once you finish writing. And I'll put these prompts in the notes section below. So step one, let's just write the date at the top of the page. Easy enough, right? Let's just get grounded by taking a few inhales and exhales. And step two, I'd like you to title this page, What's on My Heart Right Now? And as you take another deep inhale in and exhale out, just start writing. What is on your heart right now? Let the thoughts just spill out. Everything you're worried about, big things, little things, what feels heavy on your heart? What's playing over and over in your mind? What are you afraid of? What do you wish you could fix or control? Try to write for at least 5 minutes here without editing or filtering. No one else needs to read this. You can even tear it up when you're done if you want. This is just you and God, just you and the page. Step three, when you've emptied out your mind, let's just pause. Take another deep inhale and an even longer exhale. And now I want you to turn to a fresh part of your page or turn even over to a new page. And I want you to title this one, what I can control today is. And I want you to list here just a few small, simple things. This really helps gently redirect your anxious energy toward action instead of looping or ruminating. So what can you control? And I'm talking really small and simple. It might just even be, I can go drink a glass of water. I can take 3 deep breaths. I can turn off my phone for 10 minutes. I can go for a short walk. I can pray. I can write about how I feel. So journal now on what you can control. And then step 4, turn to another new section of your journal or another page. And at the top, I want you to write, God, remind me of your truth today. This is where prayer is going to meet journaling. So let's just be honest. Let's let it be raw. You might write, God, I need your peace, or please help me not carry this anxiety alone, or Lord, I don't even know what I need. Just please meet me here. Leave space for His truth to arise in your heart and mind. This prayer doesn't have to be poetic. Let's just be real. And then let's just pause for a moment, even 30 seconds, and let yourself be still. Trust that God heard you. Trust that He's holding you in it. So before we close, I want to leave you with a few gentle truths, ones that I often come back to in my own journaling when I'm feeling anxious. And you're welcome to borrow any of these thoughts. I love these thoughts. There's so much relief in these. I don't have to solve everything right now. Gosh, that feels so good, doesn't it? Our brains want to offer us a story that we have to solve everything right now. Turns out we don't. Some things, yes, but not everything. God is not asking me to carry it alone. Not every thought you think is true. This one was life-changing for me when I first heard a coach explain it back in 2019. So many of my thoughts I just considered as truth. Turns out my brain offers me so much that isn't even true. And even if it is true, a lot of times it's definitely not helpful. So not every thought we think is true. Here's another one that is so good to just practice and remember. This moment is hard, but it won't last forever. I am not anxiety. Kendall is not anxiety. I'm also not overwhelm. I'm not anxiousness. I'm also not stressed. These are all feelings that are created by thoughts that I'm having. I don't equal those things. Those things are not my identity. And then 2 more. There is peace available even in the middle of uncertainty. That kind of gets to what we did earlier in the journaling practice. When you focus in on what's on your mind and then you remember what you can control. So there is peace available even in the middle of uncertainty. And this last one, I'm just sending this out to anyone who needs to hear this today. You're doing better than you think. You're doing better than you think. Our brain often is a judge and likes to criticize and forgets to tell the whole story. Remember who God says you are. You're redeemed in His delight. So borrow some of these truths from me, borrow some of these thoughts and remind them to yourself, especially in anxious moments. They can really be a source of peace and relief. So here's your invitation for today or this week. What would it look like to set aside time for an anxiety release journaling session? Use the prompts we just walked through. What's on my heart right now? What can I control today? And then God, here's the truth that I want to remember from you. And you might even take those sticky notes, take a sticky note and tape them in your journal as a reminder. Write some of them on your mirror with a dry erase marker. Take those truths and put them where you'll see it. So that's all for today's episode. My prayer is that you would hear my heart behind dealing with anxiety. I know it can feel like you're alone and like it's going to last forever. But I hope that these truths today and the practice of journaling through anxiety will leave you feeling a little more grounded, a little more seen, a little more loved by God, and a little more equipped to meet your anxiety with curiosity and compassion and not shame. I'm cheering you on always. Talk soon. Thank you so much for spending time with me in the journaling room. I'm so excited to walk this journey with you. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you found this one helpful, I'd love for you to leave a review or share it with a friend who might enjoy it too. To find out more about my one-on-one life coaching practice, you can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Kendall Snyder Coaching. Until next time, remember, your thoughts matter, your story matters, but step into it one journal entry at a time. Talk soon.